Hello, I'm Eileen McHugh with the BBC News. The rival military factions fighting for control of Sudan have agreed a seven-day ceasefire starting on Thursday. The deal was announced by South Sudan, which said the two sides had also agreed to name representatives for peace talks. The BBC's Sudan expert, Mohammed Hashin, is in the Saudi city of Jeddah, where many people fleeing Sudan have sought refuge.
This is about the sixth ceasefire to be announced between the warring parties. None of the previous five that they have mentioned has been comprehensively observed. Today in Khartoum, there have been air raids and the gunfire is heard and explosions. So anybody's guess if they will honour this new ceasefire agreement.
For the second time in as many days, there's been a train derailment in an area of Russia bordering Ukraine. All train traffic there has been halted. Sasha Schlichter has more details.
According to an official statement, a locomotive and around 20 freight carriages left the tracks just 2 kilometres outside the main regional city of Bryansk. Just like Monday's derailment, the official reason given was an explosive device on the tracks. Such an admission is extremely rare. Moscow is loath to point a finger at Ukrainian saboteurs or even Russian partisans. Kyiv, for its part, observes a policy of ambiguity, sometimes joking that the locals were probably smoking in the wrong place.
Shares in several major companies specialising in educational books and online tutoring have nosedived. They're responding to evidence that artificial intelligence bots, such as ChatGPT, are taking away business. The US firm Chegg saw its share price plunge almost 50% on Tuesday, shaving nearly $1 billion off its value. The firm has launched its own AI tool in the hope of riding the AI trend. The British company Pearson lost a sixth of its value. Brazil's government has hit out at Google after the tech giant publicly lobbied against new legislation to curb the spread of online disinformation. The legislation is a priority for the left-wing government of President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. Tom Bailey reports.
Google has been among several big tech firms to raise concerns over the bill, which aims to put the onus on internet companies and social messaging services to find and report illegal material on their platforms. The row escalated after the search giant promoted an article that argued the legislation could, in fact, increase confusion. The Justice Ministry in Brasilia responded by accusing Google of deceitful propaganda and threatened to fine it. A link to the article has now been removed from Google's Brazilian homepage. In a statement, Google said it supported discussions on measures to combat misinformation but would continue to communicate its concerns over the bill publicly and transparently.
World News from the BBC. The Israeli military says it has carried out airstrikes on Gaza at the end of a day that saw Palestinian militants fire rockets into Israel. Hamas said it responded with surface-to-air missiles. It followed the death of a prominent Palestinian hunger striker in Israeli custody. The BBC has witnessed the plight of children in Taliban-controlled Afghanistan. The United Nations estimates more than 160 are dying every day of preventable diseases. At one hospital in the western province of Ghor, sick children were seen filling wards, at least two to a bed. Doctors describe feeling exhaustion and agony. The BBC has visited several medical facilities in recent months where services are failing under Taliban rule. The leaders of Serbia and Kosovo have agreed to cooperate in locating and identifying hundreds of people still missing from the Kosovo conflict at the end of the 1990s. It follows talks in Brussels with the participation of the European Union's foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell. Here's Guy Delaunay.
The EU foreign policy chief, Josep Borrell, said there wasn't any kind of reconciliation at the meeting in Brussels between the leaders of Serbia and Kosovo. But there was one significant agreement at the meeting. Serbia's President Aleksandar Vučić and Kosovo's Prime Minister Albin Kurti agreed on a joint commission to resolve the missing persons issue. Around 1,600 people are still missing. They'll also share official documents from the period.
Police in London say the arrest of a man outside Buckingham Palace on suspicion he threw shotgun cartridges into the grounds and was carrying a knife is not being treated as a terror-related incident. The man was also found to be in possession of a suspicious bag, which was destroyed in a controlled explosion. Buckingham Palace said neither King Charles nor the Queen Consort were in residence at the time. BBC News.